The lawsuit filed by the Journal News also names the county clerk's office. In December 2012, after the elementary school shooting massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, the paper published a gun map with the names and addresses of legal pistol permit holders in Rockland and Westchester counties, inciting a firestorm of controversy. Putnam County officials, however, did not release such information about their residents, citing concerns about privacy and public safety. Since then, New York has enacted a new law, the SAFE Act, Governor Andrew Cuomo's gun control legislation that ended up including an opt-out provision for pistol permit holders to keep their names and addresses private. Putnam County Executive Mary Ellen O'Dell declined to comment on the lawsuit per se, but offered the following.
Our position has not changed. We certainly do understand that for all intent and purposes, that this information is a poses a risk to public safety. And we're standing on the fact that everyone has their right to privacy, and certainly we're confident that we will prevail.
The lawsuit, according to a Journal News article, comes after Putnam County denied two Freedom of Information Law or FOIL requests and a subsequent appeal. One such FOIL request, according to the paper, came after a 120-day moratorium for opting out expired May 15th. Putnam County Clerk Dennis Sant, who declined to comment on pending litigation he had not seen, says the opt-out period is ongoing.
Actually, it never ends. If you were to do it today, we would take your opt-out. So it's an ongoing process of people sending them in. And you're right, there was a moratorium put on it for 120 days.
Journal News Media Group president and publisher Janet Hasson, in an emailed statement to WAMC, says, quote, "We have made multiple requests to Putnam County to provide us the public data, and Putnam County has repeatedly refused to make available the database of handgun permit holders in violation of the requirements of New York's new gun law." Consequently, the Journal News has filed suit asking a court to order Putnam County to live up to its obligations under the law. Robert Freeman is executive director of the Department of State's Committee on Open Government. He emphasizes that the opt-out provision that came into play earlier this year was not on the books in December and gave licensees the ability to make choices.
If an individual chooses to opt out of disclosure, that person's name and address cannot be disclosed. On the other hand, if a person has made the choice not to opt out, that person, in my opinion, has waived the county's ability to deny access, except perhaps in one circumstance. And that circumstance involves an exception in FOIL that gives a government agency the ability to withhold the list of names and addresses if the list would be used for purposes of solicitation or fundraising.
Journal News Media Group President Hasson says that in the complaint, the Journal News makes it clear that it does not intend to publish a list of permit holders. The Committee on Open Government's Freeman says once records are disclosed, that person or entity can do with the records what he or it sees fit.
Now, I suppose that the promise by the Journal News is intended to make Putnam County and maybe the public feel a little bit more secure. But as a general rule, when records are made available, particularly under the Freedom of Information Law, what you choose to do with them in most circumstances makes no difference.
Again, here's County Executive O'Dell.
You know, the real question remains, is any of this worth it? What is the real gain on this to put individuals and their families at risk?
She says she feels especially strong about protecting her resident safety, given the following.
We are a county who is not only career first responders, but volunteer first responders. And we are a county of military personnel, both active and retired. That they are the most important people to us in the sense that they're the ones who put their lives at risk for all of us here in Putnam County every day. And so for me, for myself as the county executive, it's my way of saying, I will protect you as you protect us.
But Hasson says the data is essential for journalists to do their jobs. For example, to investigate whether guns involved in crimes are legally or illegally owned. County Clerk Sant says some 12-15% of Putnam's pistol permit holders have opted out, amounting to roughly 2,000 residents. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.